Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Sports fans turned out in decent numbers over the weekend at Grand Park Sports Complex in Westfield as Shane Steichen opened training camp. Our WGCL Colts insider, Kent Sterling, told us that Coach Shane was admittedly happier with Sunday's workout than Saturday's.
It was pretty good. The plays made on both sides of the ball, which is good to see, but it'll be exciting come Tuesday when we get the pads on. You know, to bounce back, I mean, pre-snap penalties, you talk about it all the time. Pre-snap penalties, turnovers will get you beat, and those are the things we got to clean up. And I know it's early in camp, but we got to clean those things up. And I thought our guys, you know, offensively, you know, challenged it. Like, hey, we can't have this, you know, going forward. Good talent on both sides of the football. So pads are going to come on. It's going to be more physical, obviously, out there. Obviously, the communication piece is huge. That's one of our goals for training camp. Make sure our communication, we're on that part of it. And the communication part's been great.
Colts head coach Shane Steichen saw some things cleaned up over the weekend. As Shane was mentioning, the pads will go on Tuesday. The camp runs through August the 15th. We're back carrying Colts football on the airwaves starting August the 11th, preseason game one of three, the opponent, the Denver Broncos. Well, the bullpen melts down again. Have you heard that before? Reds limp home to face the Cubs. Pregame tonight at 6:40. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Trade him if you can. I mean, if the Reds were looking for a two-day team motto, they might have found it in the eighth inning yesterday of that season-crushing loss to Tampa Bay. A bullpen that was supposed to provide the bulk of the Reds' trade chip value toward tomorrow's 6 o'clock trade deadline wasted yet another seven scoreless innings from All-Star starter Hunter Green in that 2-1 loss, all but ending any hope the players might have had of avoiding a front office decision to sell those key pieces by Tuesday. We'll see what happens. Skipper David Bell.
They may, I mean, we have good players. They do things the right way. And that's how you know it's going to turn around. It's not fun going through this.
Well, I tell you, the Reds needed 10 innings to eke out that win on Friday night and didn't have another extra base hit or an earned run after Stuart Fairchild's game winner on Friday. Reds gave up only 8 runs in the 3-game series against the Rays, but they scored only 4. Kind of the story of the season. Eli De La Cruz, though, stole 4 more bases. He's got 55 going into the Cubs game tonight. Yeah, they're back home against the Cubbies, 6:40 pregame right here on the airwaves. Have a good start of the week. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.